Anyway, on a slightly icky turn of events, researchers in the US have discovered that the curse, women's monthly curse, could actually be a blessing in disguise. Also talking about stem cells, they found that menstrual blood could potentially be a source of stem cells. And so every month, new blood vessels grow in the womb and they prepare for any potential fertilised eggs that might be popping in there. And if a woman doesn't become pregnant, then obviously this lining shed and that's your period. And now writing in the Journal of Translational Medicine, the researchers have showed that this blood actually contains stem cells that you can grow in the lab, and they multiply up to 70 times, dividing really fast, once every 20 hours. Now, that's fast for cells. And this is much faster than other types of stem cells, such as those from the umbilical cord or bone marrow. And they've called these cells endometrial regenerative cells and showed that they can be coaxed into at least 9 different fates. So they can become heart cells, liver cells, lung cells, and so on. And just 5 millilitres of menstrual blood from a healthy woman could actually provide beating heart cells after 2 weeks in the lab. Now, the researchers think that these cells could be grown on a really large scale, which also might provide an alternative to using things like bone marrow or umbilical cord blood. And although the technology is still at quite an early stage, always cashing in, a company in the States is offering to freeze and store your menstrual blood, rather nicely, in case it does become a viable treatment in the future. Now, however, it's not clear if these cells could just be manipulated to treat men or if they're just for the girls that have provided them. Who knows?
Gosh, sounds good. Well, anyway, any kind of progress in that field sounds like excellent news indeed. I'm going to change topic completely